Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews, and the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Lone Ranger. It is a 2013 action-western film directed by Gore Verbinski and starring Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. I came in with low expectations, and it didn't even deliver on those. It was too broad, it tried to do too much, in the end it didn't convert for me. What about you?
No, this definitely wasn't my cup of tea. The movie is juggling so many tones and so many styles, it just never comes together. It feels like a real mess to sit through.
Tim, for folks who haven't seen the film, tell them about it.
The film follows the many, many exploits of Tonto and the Lone Ranger as they attempt to take down a brutal, cannibalistic outlaw and defeat a nefarious railroad baron. Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, I think all of our analysis is going to ladder up to one single problem, which is this is multiple movies inside a single presentation. We have an action movie, an adventure movie. We have a gritty western. We have a romance. We have a sci-fi movie. We even have a little bit of a Ken Burns documentary. And it's all being crammed in and it spreads so thin that at the end of the day, none of it really lands.
No, I definitely agree. There's so much going on here. Stylistically, we've got a scene in which a cannibal cuts out a man's heart and eats it in front of him. And that's followed up by wacky horse comedy in which Johnny Depp is disagreeing with a horse. It doesn't work. Pulled me right out of the film.
The scene that did that for me and was really challenging is at the end of the movie. The Comanche Nation is charging down the hill with all of its warriors. The U.S. military unveils machine guns and mows them down to the man. Their bodies are strewn around, trees are broken, their horses are floating dead in the water. It's a really disturbing and powerful scene. Cut to wacky antics with Tonto on a pushcart. It just doesn't really land for me, and it's a really jarring transition, and it made me uncomfortable as a viewer.
Speaking of things that made me uncomfortable, the filmmakers talked a lot about representation and righting the wrongs of representation in past Westerns. Yet they cast a great Native American actor like Gil Birmingham, who's a member of the Comanche Nation, and they put him in a role with two lines who stands next to Tonto, the only real Native American role in the film, and he's played by Johnny Depp, who's not a Native American. It just made me uncomfortable. I didn't enjoy it. It didn't work for me. Michael, was there anything that worked for you with the film?
There were 30 minutes of an adventure movie wrapped up in the rest of this presentation. Those were really good. They spent a lot of money getting steam locomotives and doing live stunts, and it all came together. And as a train lover, I love it when movies use real, authentic steam locomotives. What about you, Tim?
I agree. I think the train sequence at the beginning and the train sequence at the end are a lot of fun. The problem is there's 2 hours of really, really messy film in between those. Just doesn't work for me as a whole. When would you recommend the film, Michael?
At 2 hours and 30 minutes plus runtime, I wouldn't. I think there's not enough here to merit that length of runtime. There's better films to watch. What about you?
I definitely agree. Don't check this movie out. There's some fun stuff in it, but it's not worth your time. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.